Hi, this is a dictation for Tiffany Thompson, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, T like Tom, H-O-M-P-S-O-N, date of service 7/22/2024, date of birth 12/13/1988, date of accident is 6/4/2023. Ms. Tiffany Thompson is a victim of an automobile accident when she was hit by another car, rear-ended, and it was a multi-car accident, and the impact was severe at a high speed of freeway on I-75. The car was totaled and she was injured as a front seat passenger on the right, leading to headaches and various symptoms of TBI, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, headaches, shooting pain to the right arm, right leg, numbness, tingling of the both hands. And these symptoms continue, various symptoms of dizziness and forgetfulness, memory loss, loss of concentration, focus problem continue, pain in the right side of the face, and TMJ on the left side was painful. The patient has been referred to various specialists like neurologist, neuropsych, and psychiatrist, dentist. And she has initially been provided with a conservative treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic treatments. There was an assumption of sacroiliitis bilaterally as well as bilaterally carpal tunnel syndrome, and right shoulder pain is also present with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. And there has been a constant physical therapy, and the patient has been tried on Namenda 10 milligram at night along with antivirals for dizziness. The patient reports that she has only 20 to 30% improvement so far. Her memory is extremely poor. She is very forgetful, confused, and disoriented. She is seeing a neurologist and neuropsych currently, and she reports that her right upper extremity is quite weak, and she drops the phone with it, and there is a constant numbness of the third, fourth, and fifth finger. And she is still working full time. And she's able to drive. She used to drive a high-low truck, but she's not doing it now. And she reports that while she's driving on regular roads, she sometimes forgets her exits. And she is currently working in Henry Ford, and she stands all day. And she's not working on any high-low or any moving machine part. The pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid-back and lower back is around 7, and shooting pain to the right arm and right leg is constant as before. Pain is varying from 5 to 7, ADLs are affected 6. Patient reports 20 to 30% improvement. Kindly review the record for the ADLs for system review for additional issues for the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 97 over 71, pulse 75, pulse ox is 98%. And in the rest of the examination, please mention that the general review is as follows. The patient appears slightly slow mentation, confused, slightly disoriented. Although she is able to walk well, she can remember her date of birth, she can remember her social security number, telephone numbers. She seems presently comfortable, and she is able to do finger to nose and heel to shin test pretty okay. She walks pretty reasonably okay, and but she does appear slightly low in her thought process, in mentation, She will be undergoing a complete physical therapy, psychiatric and neuropsych examination currently. And she is on Namenda. Regarding the musculoskeletal examination, and the rest of the examination still stays the same, including the right shoulder examination. And please use the previous exam from 6-6-2024, dictation number 0606-025. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy for right shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, and both sacroiliac joints, along with traction and massage. The patient goes to Seam Rehab, and we have requested the PT recertification and information from them. The patient is going to continue working on light duty job, 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds. She is not to drive any high-low, not to work on near any machine, moving machine parts. Again, she is going to see a neurologist, neuropsych, and psychiatrist next week. Currently, she is provided Namenda 10 milligram at night for memory and Antivore 25 milligram every 8 hour PRN for dizziness, 90 tablets. She's also ordered a blood test for neurotrauma assessment with clinical consult. If it found positive, further testing will be ordered. Patient has been provided with Mobic, 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet twice a day, 60 tablets for pain relief. Wellbutrin, XR, 150 milligram a day for depression relief. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for relief of the nerve pain, radiculopathies, and Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. The patient maps were reviewed and labs have been reviewed and found in compliance. A new lab has been ordered today for toxicology screen. The MRIs were reviewed again for the patient, and in the lumbar spine MRI, no disc herniation is noticed. And so the pain in the lower back is not coming from the spine area. In the thoracic spine, only T11 and T12 diffuse disc bulge encroaching on bilateral neuroforamina and causing bilateral moderate neuroforamina stenosis. The patient was advised that a thoracic epidural in this area can bring some relief with steroid androfluoroscopy. DESI is the procedure, times 2. In the cervical spine, a C5-6 and C6-7 posterior disc bulge is present, and a herniated disc at C3-4 and C4-5. The patient was advised that she can benefit from 2 or 3 cervical epidural steroid injection and possibly a surgical referral. The patient has never come for the injection process yet, even though these MRIs are done in October 27, 2023. She never provided a consent. She has been provided all the options, including surgical options. And currently she is working. She has no time for the procedures at this time. Thank you. Otherwise, she is stable. Thank you.